B-Pod Studios.
The most electric was up. Ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everyone. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli, who's on a little golf trip. He'll be back on Monday. A lot going on in the world of sports. A lot going on in the world on a normal news dump day. This Friday has been jam-packed with stuff, and we'll get into all of it. The phone number, as always, 610-632-0975. Obviously on the Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia today. It's going to be fun. Andrew's in my spot. Natalie is in the spot she's always in, old reliable. And here we go. Sixers win. That's great. Obviously, we can talk about that. We're always here to talk about the Sixers. I am, of course, the co-host of Sixers Outsiders on NBC Sports Philadelphia. If you haven't been watching it, you're failing. The Flyers don't win. And the goalie, the Kid Hart, looks the last two games. Flyers, by the way, Mike's not here. So, Flyers fans, throughout the program, if you feel for some reason you're unwelcome when Mike's here, I'm telling you right at the top of the show, you're absolutely welcome, and we'll talk about the Flyers. I want to put that right out there. The kid the last two games doesn't look so good. Struggling. He's going to have growing pains. It's part of life. Just pointing out the last two games the kid struggled. What, 3 goals on 9 shots, 2 games in a row, and pulled from both of them. Not great. Now let's see how he comes back from this snag. Big game on Saturday. Tomorrow, the big stadium series game against the Penguins. 60,000 people at the link. I'm actually excited about that game. So that's on the table, obviously. Harper, still not signed. Apparently Washington's out, allegedly. The owner said they've moved on, and they haven't talked to him for months. If you believe that, great. If you don't believe that, that's great, too. At this point, I don't know what to believe. I just know the Phillies haven't closed the deal yet, and I'm not happy. Clearly, that's on the table. Robert Kraft indicted. Robert Kraft indicted. He is charged with soliciting prostitution. And the reports are that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name in this sting. So maybe that news drops during the program. Of course, the news we want the most would be the Harper signing, but R. Kelly indicted. 10 counts. Not a sports thing, but kind of a big name. So all that's on the table. 610-632-0975. And there's another thing, though, I want to talk about. Now, yesterday, if you heard the show yesterday, Mike and I were talking about baseball, and I was talking about some minor adjustments that baseball could make to make kids like the game more. Some of them were speed. Some of them were presentation points. And it made me think about a larger point. Like if we zoom out a little bit from this and we talk about old school, and baseball seems to be the ultimate old school game that's left versus new school. I like to think of the new school. I like to think forward, always forward thinking. I try not to worry about the past for a lot of reasons, some of which we could talk about on this program, some of which would be inappropriate to talk on a sports program, but the past isn't always been great. I think that's fair to say. What do you think, Andrew? Is that fair to say that the past not always awesome?
Yeah, totally fair to say.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that have gotten better
right
since the 60s.
Exactly. So now I want to know from the people, in a macro sense, however you take it, what's better, the old school or the new school? Now, for purposes of demo, we want people to be able to have this conversation. Will you give the old school a big built-in advantage? Old school, you get from the beginning of time all the way through to December 31st, 1999. Old school, you get all of that. Therefore, if a person's 30 years old, they were like 10 when the new school started. So this allows 40-year-olds, 20-year-olds, everyone to kind of be in the conversation. I want everybody to be able to talk about this. New school versus old school. So old school, beginning of time, all the way up, December 31st, 1999. New school, January 1st, 2000, all the way to now. So almost 20 years. We're in 2019. So, all, you know, 19 years, 20 years almost of New School. What's better? Now, when you ask that, you look at it. That would almost be like asking who's better, Madonna or Lady Gaga. I don't know who's better. Madonna probably has a better body of work, but she's also older. People can make the argument that Lady Gaga, for example, has more talent, has more ability, is a better actress, for example. They've both been now nominated for Oscars. Who's better? The four-year player in college basketball versus one and done. Now, some people say that the four-year player was better, but I don't think a player playing for free 3 extra years constitutes better. Playing for free doesn't seem better to me. That seems worse. So to me, New School, better than waiting for 4 years to get paid when you can wait 1 year or get paid instantly. Because, I mean, don't we all want to get paid? ISO ball in the NBA versus this new ball movement. Michael Jordan was a lot of things. And all of his career happened in the old school except for the Wizards run. And we don't love that. That was a lot of ISO. Posting up. Not a lot of great things. I like the ball movement better. New school wins again. Old school football. 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Now the field is spread out. And you're throwing it all around. You're running out of the shotgun. I prefer this product. New school wins again. TV dramas. NYPD Blue was probably Hill Street Blues. Shows like that in the old school were supposed to be the gold standard. In the new school, The Sopranos, The Wire, Narcos, Mad Men.
Breaking Bad.
No competition whatsoever. New school TV series destroy old school.
Unless you're talking sitcoms.
Unless you're talking sitcoms. That is absolutely right. Seinfeld, the greatest sitcom of all time, did end.
I'm not a big Friends guy, but Friends still generates how much money reruns alone?
But Friends is both. Friends debuted in the old school, but prospered in the new school.
It's good Friends now.
Yeah, no, it did. No, it did. Look at when Friends go off the air.
No, I know, but I would generally think that that's more of a new school TV show.
I'm just saying it premiered.
Oh, yeah, definitely premiered in the old school.
But it was the number one show in the new school.
Yes.
What's better? That's all right. Now, gas mileage. Now, gas prices in the old school were better, but you used to be able to get a four-cylinder car in 1990. You would only get 18 miles to the gallon. Now, amongst all vehicles, you get almost 25 miles to the gallon. Are old school cars better than new school cars? You talk about those classic cars that you like. What about those clunkers where you had to roll the windows up and down? How do you like your heated seats? I think old school wins again. Old school, it was boxing. New school, MMA. I think old school might win that. What is better? So obviously, sports things are always on the table, including Flyers. Everybody's welcome. Sixers win without Embiid. 1-0. Portland tomorrow. Flyers lose. Big stadium series game tomorrow. I'm excited about it. 60,000 people. And this allows maybe some people who don't get to go to hockey games to maybe go down there and experience that game tomorrow. That's great. Robert Kraft, I'm here for the jokes. We'll get to the seriousness of the situation later, but I'm here for the jokes.
I'm all about the jokes.
I'm here for the jokes. If you have a joke, by all means, I want to hear them. And new school versus old school. We talked about baseball. Some of you aren't baseball guys. Overall, if we take everything into account, what is better, the old school or the new school? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Let's have a lot of fun today on this Friday. A lot of energy from you guys because we're going to give you a lot of energy today. Let's start the weekend off strong. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Messinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
.975 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanella. The 2 o'clock hour is brought to you by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And now it's time to open the Twitter poll, and that's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. From snowblowers to generators and small engines, every part for every machine in stock when you need it, Moyer will keep you going this winter. Natalie, what is the Twitter poll today?
Thank you, Ty. Today's Twitter poll, over 400 votes on this early. Do you generally prefer? The options are old school or new school. 70% going old school, 30% saying new school. I knew that that was going to happen.
Yeah. And that, you know what? We get nostalgic about things that stink. That's why. We do. We get nostalgic about things that stink.
See, now I'm an old school person myself.
You are. You
with
are.
Music, no. With like music and movies.
Yeah, you're an old soul.
I am.
And you want to know why? I'll give you an example real fast before we get to the phone. 610-632-0975. Natalie, you love Sinatra.
I do.
A lot of people love Sinatra.
Yeah.
The problem is Sinatra was a recording artist for what? 60 years?
Yes.
You only remember the hits. Go back to some Sinatra albums and just play the fourth track.
Well, the thing is, I like all of those tracks.
You don't like all those tracks.
Yes, I do.
See what I mean? You get nostalgic for garbage. Because not all Sinatra is good Sinatra.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's a debate for a different day.
He stopped being relevant after Elvis was around. And he hung around for another 40 years.
Well, because he never adapted. He never changed his style.
Well,
he didn't like the rock and roll. Again, well, combo for a different day.
Well, see what I mean? People get attached to things that aren't good. And I'm going to prove throughout the 4 hours of this program that new school overall is better. We're going to do it together. And Natalie, you'll come over to my side.
Mm-mm.
You will.
Mm-mm.
All right. Sean and Malvern, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Hey, what's going on, Tyrone?
What's up, Sean?
Hey, man, glad to have you in today for Mike.
Thank you.
Actually, before we get into the old Sixers and Bryce Harper talk, I actually wanted to talk a little Flyers action, to be honest.
Well, let's go.
All right, man. So two games in a row, Carter Hart pulled after 3 goals, first period, not looking good. Do you think he starts the game tomorrow, if the game even happens tomorrow?
I have not heard, personally, from the Flyers. I think you have to give the kid another shot. You got to see if he can mentally overcome this. That's my opinion. They may think that being on that big stage against a team that good, I know they're not great in the standings. They're barely a playoff team with 7 or 8 seed. Might be too much for him under that stage. Personally, I'm a throw a kid in the deep end type of person and they sink or swim. That's how I would operate. If it was up to me, he would start.
Yeah, no, I think you got to let the kid start. I think it's that big of a game, you know, just the whole experience of it all.
And the other part is the defense has not been very good in front of him. Not an excuse for the kid. And the reason I say that is he has to make a big save to help those guys out, and then those guys have to play better in front of him. I believe that those guys, for one game, are capable of stepping up and playing a little bit better, and then he has to respond. So it's not all his fault, but we can't pretend, and people are a little bit upset with me on social media, some Flyers fans, for pointing out that the kid has struggled. He struggled. We can't get to the point where he can't be criticized. If we could criticize Embiid and Simmons and everyone else, Hoskins and you name it, we can criticize the goalie if he's not playing well 2 straight games, and he hasn't been good.
He's your starting goalie, so he's definitely open up for criticism, and that's the role you take when you join the big leagues.
What would you do, Sean, if you were the coach? Would he start tomorrow? What would you do?
You know, it's a tough call. I think I would go with the kid again, just to you got to keep his confidence up. I mean, they're 8 points out of the playoffs, so what's the worst that's going to happen at this point, really?
Nah, I agree with that. Thanks for calling 97.5 for that. Yes, I want to be very clear. Flyers fans, you are welcome, as I said. But being critical is part of the deal. They're 8 games out of the playoffs. They're not having a good season. And the goalie, who I'm still very high on, and I think he can be the one, but if I think he can be the one, I have to judge him like he's the one. I can't say, oh, he's the one, and judge him like he's the backup to the backup to the backup. Yes, the defense wasn't good enough in front of him, so make a save. That's why goalies exist, right? So that if your defense gets beaten, you still, somebody can stop the puck.
Well, last night was a big game, too. I mean, Montreal, they were the first wild card team, and they're sort of going back and forth with Pittsburgh, depending on who's in their division. The last night was a big game, and the entire team came up small, and so did Carter Hart.
Right. So, I mean, criticism's just part of it.
You might be 8 points out of the second wild card spot, but you're now 10 points out of the first wild card spot because Montreal was that first team, and they were already 8 points yesterday.
And then if tomorrow happens, it doesn't look good for the Flyers right now. That little run, I think maybe the whole team might be running out of steam after that hot streak. That's what it might look like to me, like they've hit a little bit of a wall. That's what I think. But maybe if they win tomorrow, nobody worries about it. It's a big spot. Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Ty? How
you
doing today, buddy?
How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. So, yeah, about the Sixers game last night. So, I was thinking we were going to win that game by a lot more than 4 points. I actually had my money on it and was disappointed when that guy hit that three-pointer at the end there.
They had it. They had it. They were up six. They were covering the 5.5. It was bad.
I know, man. It killed me, brother. Yeah, so, but I think Beaumont played a great game. I thought that, you know, he filled in admirably for Embiid. But again, I think this bench, you know, and I know people are throwing out the Carmelo Anthony deal. What do you think about that? I'm honestly not for it, but I hear the rumors.
I'm not for it, but I'm not as against it. I keep wanting one of these wings to step up a little bit, and none of them have. And I'm trying to get to the finals this year. I think that the best thing that can happen to Simmons and Embiid specifically is to get to the finals and get beaten up on by this Warriors team that has a cheat code. Because everybody knows you'll never face a team like this Warriors team again. Them having to face that team in 4 straight games they could never learn more than in that series. And would I sign Carmelo to guarantee a spot for my 2 stars to go against, get that kind of experience, I would do it. The question is, though, would he destroy things along the way?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, you never want to mess up the chemistry of the locker room.
It's not so much just the chemistry of the locker room. You bring him in, he comes off the bench, he's your best bench player. You get 5 games out of him, and then all of a sudden he's complaining because he's not starting and blah, 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 and then you have to get rid of him. Because you don't keep him around. If he has a bad attitude, you just peace, he goes back to la-la.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
you go ahead back to the kids and the family. You were on the streets, buddy. So I'm not worried about that. I don't worry about locker room chemistry. I worry about, is this guy going to tease me into thinking, oh, I need him? Because that's where, with Carmelo, you can't put him in a position anymore where you feel like you have to rely on him. You still have the best starting five. So you say, Melo, can you give me 15 minutes? And in 15 minutes, he's the type of guy that can get you 15 points in the mid-range. Doesn't play any defense. He rebounds well for his position. A chance to win a little bit.
But does he work here? Because he's the kind of guy that doesn't really play off the ball all that well. That's why it didn't work in Houston.
Right, but the good thing is, if you play him the 10 minutes that Ben Simmons isn't in the game, TJ, do I need the ball in TJ's hands?
No, you do not.
Hey, Melo, get to work. Do that low post, that high post thing that you like to do, those turnarounds, all that mid-range crap that doesn't work anymore when you start. I can stomach it for 15 minutes a game. Are you okay with 15 minutes a game? Because you're going to the finals if you come here. And that's the tough spot. And the fact that no one else has picked him up, including his best friend, troubles me a little bit. Because the Lakers are trying to make a playoff push. They won yesterday. How come they haven't picked him up? So that's what's tough. And the family drama. Not so much, you know, will Lala cause a problem. It's, does his need to be around Lala and his kid cause a problem for him? Because I don't know. That's part of the reason why he went to the Knicks in the first place, was to be around his family. Now, you're not going to get much closer than here. I mean, doesn't J.J. Redick live in New York? So I can't not consider it the way this bench plays, especially Simmons shooting the ball yesterday. He missed a three-pointer by so much. It looked like I could find a guy at the YMCA to do an equal level shooting a three ball. Now, obviously, he plays defense. He's an NBA player. But as far as just shooting the three-pointer, I feel like I can find a guy at the local Y to equal him. And that I don't need. I don't need that off my bench. And matter of fact, if I'm the coach, he keeps saying I'm going to play 10 and then I'm going to play 9. I'm at 9 now and I'm playing 8 in the playoffs. I'm old school in that way. See, old school. Play 8. Play 8 players. I don't need to play 10, especially if 10 aren't good. Kevin in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. How you doing, man?
What's up, Kevin?
I love your show, man. And
thank you.
I just want to pick off of what y'all were talking about last night about JB. I'm calling to defend JB, okay?
Well, what do you mean? You're going to defend him? So you're talking about on Sixers Outsiders. Yeah, Jonah Bolden didn't play well last night.
Well, see, that's why I'm calling, okay?
Uh-huh.
The guy hasn't played since Golden State.
Yeah, it's been a while.
What did everybody expect him to play well when he's been sitting on the bench? You know, he is a dirty work guy. He's not going to come in and score the ball. He's going to come in, get rebounds, block shots, run the floor, get putbacks. That's what he does.
All right, did he get block last night? Did he get a block shot last night, though, Kevin?
No, he didn't. Because
did he get any putbacks last night?
Tyrone, I know what you're saying, man, but he needs to play more. You know what I'm saying? He needs to play more.
He has to play more these next two games. I think Embiid, Keith Pompey was on the morning show this morning. I believe that Embiid will be back for the OKC game. So it's only Saturday and Monday we have to get through. And then hopefully he goes back to mothballs. I can't put him in the game. I can't. I can't. Unfortunately, I can't. Not if he's going to give me what he gave me last night. I can't put him in the game.
Everybody talks about Ben Simmons not shooting the ball, but he does everything else well. Well, that's the same with Joel Embiid.
Now, look at you. Look how insulting you are. Kevin, I love you, but look how insulting you are. Why would you insult Ben Simmons like that by comparing him to Joel Embiid?
I'm not comparing him to Ben Simmons. But, I'm just saying that he's a dirty work guy.
I believe you. And he gets another shot tomorrow. There's no way Boban can play as many minutes tomorrow as he did last night because they're going to draw him out to the perimeter and put him in a bunch of pick and rolls because Portland loves to do pick and rolls. So your boy's going to get a chance. And if he plays well, then I'll come in on Monday because he's my guy. Jonah Bolden is my guy above anybody else's other than his own parents. I'm telling you, if last night is indicative of what he can give you, then I can't have him in the game. I can't have that. And it's not so much that he didn't score, it's that he didn't look to score. I think he only took one shot in 14 minutes. And he was in there at one point with not exactly, he wasn't with the starters. He's in with Simmons and Scott and Ennis and TJ, and you're not shooting? He wasn't getting offensive rebounds. He wasn't doing all those things, the dirty work things. So I'll give him one for rust, but if last night is an indication of what he has, nah. Unfortunately, he'll have to be my guy next year. This year, he'll be my bench guy. I need him to get that towel out and be the best towel twirler he could possibly be. And then he can do the thing where you twist the towel and do the fist pump at the same time. That's actually hard to do. It's kind of like the thing where you rub your belly and tap your head. He has to do that. Work on that. Hand-eye coordination. Do something like that, Jonah. But you can't be in the game. Not shooting, not playing like that. Steve in South Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. How you doing today?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, listen, I do watch your show after the game, and I love your show.
Thank you.
You and that partner of yours together, you guys blend really well. You really do.
Well, there you go. Crystal says thank you as well.
And listen, I just want to make a point about the Sixers. And after I make my point, then I want you to comment on it. That game last night, two things meant so much to me. Number one, Brandon, for the trade that he made. He don't make that trade. We don't win that game last night, number one. Number two, when TJ came in there, he was a game changer. That's all heck that guy needs to do, 12, 14 minutes to run crazy, give off all that energy, and that's it. That's exactly where he should be. Well, what killed me is when I see him make the bench move, not the three, And then I seen him bring four players in at one time. Think about old school. The year the Sixers made the run, okay? They talk about all this new, you know, exercise stuff and everything. The year the Sixers made that run, when they went into them playoffs.
It's about 4-5-4, and they won the title.
If you would have told Moses Malone or Julius Erving or Maurice Cheeks that you were going to take them out for 6 minutes, 5 minutes at a time, how about Iverson? The point I'm trying to make is, them guys back then, without analytics and all that, this and that, when them Sixers went through that run, some of them went in the locker room at halftime and smoked cigarettes or drank a beer. But guess what? And they had just as much energy going through that final, where they ripped through that final. They should have won that one game against Milwaukee, that they had at any time a Golden State in the last couple of years or whatever. So my point is, I guess I'm stuck on old school, where I think this, what he's doing, Brown, with these substitutions, it shows when he takes them out.
Well, hold on for a second, Steve. There's two different things. The hockey-style substitutions don't make sense to me. I don't like them. And I think he plays too many guys. That's my opinion.
Mine too.
Now, you know why? First of all, players did get tired in the 80s. Players didn't just start getting tired when analytics came out. Moses Malone and Dr. J got tired. So I just want to make that clear. Players didn't just start getting tired. Now, Allen Iverson got tired. You know what those guys didn't do? And this is where the league has changed and no one seems to notice. They have to play a lot more defense now. So what they would do is, you don't play defense and you don't have to worry about getting as tired because you're only playing half the game. And if you go back and really watch those old school games, they played defense the last 6 minutes of the game. But for the first 42, it's up and down. It's fun. But it's easy to go up and down if you don't have to guard the guy on the other end. What an NBA player is asked to do defensively in this league is so much. I tell you what Embiid and those guys are asked to do now compared to even when Allen Iverson and them were in the league. In 01, you know, when they made that finals run, totally different. It's like a different sport, the amount that they ask Embiid at his size to run compared to what Shaq had to run.
Well, so much faster now, too.
So much faster.
Klay Thompson isn't the only guy in the NBA. I know we glorify Klay Thompson, but he's not the only guy that dribbles five times a game and shoots. No, there's a lot of guys almost on every single roster. They have that guy who all he does is catch and shoot. He doesn't do anything else. That speeds up. Then they got to run back. Whether it's make or miss, people are running back. It's always running. It wasn't like that 20 years ago.
Right. The game, the NBA game now is so much better. It's so much better. And then you'll say, oh, what do you mean they play defense? Look at the scoring. Yeah, okay. Remember when D'Antoni came in the league with Steve Nash and they did the whole, 8 seconds or less. That Suns team in this NBA would be the slowest team in the league. That's how fast these guys play now. So that's why you don't look at points per game anymore when you talk about defense. You look at defensive rating, points per possession, because guys get so many more total possessions. You can lead the league in defense right now if you just walk it up all the time. You won't win. That doesn't mean you're actually playing defense, but you'll limit how many possessions the other team gets. And then if you look at that old school stat, it'll say, oh, look, your defense is great because you walk it up all the time. Points per possession. So Dr. J and Moses would probably have to play a few less minutes in this NBA than that NBA. And they couldn't. And you know how I know that's true? Because you wouldn't be able to get away with drinking beer and smoking cigarettes in this NBA. Could you imagine? If Joel Embiid goes into halftime, cracks open and puts four down, and then comes out and tries to play against the Warriors? No. The fact that players can't do that tells you that the game's more athletic now than it was. Like, they don't get extra credit for drinking those beers. Although, it was probably more fun then.
Oh, hell yeah.
Man, I would love that. I do Sixers Outsiders. I wish I could have a few beers during halftime and then do the show after. I don't think the bosses would like that, though.
No, you'd probably get in
probably
trouble
not.
That.
You think, let me have a couple pops?
Mm-mm.
How about one beer?
No.
All right, what about a light beer?
No, because then what if something slips?
They got a delay.
No.
No?
No.
They wouldn't be okay with that?
I don't think so.
Okay. You sure?
Let's wait to hear their verdict.
Yeah, like if
they're
I just
listening,
look, during halftime,
watching.
I have two. Two beers, real quick, something light. I still have a whole half.
I mean, you already got a good personality, but it would even be better.
See what I mean?
You know?
See what I mean?
Two beers in?
Two beers in. Not four, two beers in. You think they'd let me, Natalie?
Now I'm going to be old school.
Yeah.
and say
old school. No, old school. We old school now. Yeah. So
it wasn't allowed.
I'm
going to be old school and say that's not the best way to do television.
I couldn't have like a little a dirty martini?
No. No, definitely not a dirty martini.
Glass of scotch?
No.
That's old school.
Scotch in your belly?
Yeah, like Scott, like scotch. Four fingers of Glenlivet and then pop back on real fast. No. All right. Well, I tried to go old school because old school apparently could pop beers into the play.
You could also you could smoke inside of the game too.
Yeah,
imagine everybody sitting at the Wells Fargo Center smoking cigs
and,
while the game is going on. Could you imagine?
And the team plane has a smoking and non-smoking section on the plane.
Yeah,
because that makes a difference. I mean,
think about that's something that's old school too. Think about that. Back in the day, whenever you would go to a sporting event, and I mean, I'm sure a ton of our listeners and viewers. We're participated. Just sitting in your seat, lighting up a cigarette drinking.
Kids is at the game.
Harry and Whitey, you know they weren't 100% sober doing those games.
They
had the long cigars.
I remember going to the games at the Spectrum when people were smoking inside.
Got an official verdict.
Who's it from?
It's from Booney.
Okay, what did Booney say?
He said he would enjoy seeing it, but he said it would be frowned upon.
I think he's putting that lightly.
All right, so I haven't drank beers during halftime. I will continue my current pattern. I was trying to go old school with it. God brought it up. If Dr. J and Moses could crack open a beer, why can't I crack open a beer and do the show?
Just because they did it doesn't mean it was right. Just because the way the old school did it doesn't mean it was right.
Yeah, it was wrong.
Everybody drove without seatbelts, too.
We learn.
Yes.
All right, I won't do it, I promise. That was all a joke. Brian and Willow Grove, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty, how's it going?
What's up, Brian?
I was just had a quick question about the game last night.
Sure.
I don't know if anybody else noticed, but I did not see Joel there at all. Did you see him at all?
He was there because he warmed up before the game and was... That's Puerto Rico. Keith Pompey was on the morning show, and he even pointed out he worked out before the game. It's just tendonitis. It's just rest. And he believes, in his opinion... It's not a medical thing that he'll most likely play against the Thunder. He's just going to miss two more games. So that was just, he was there.
He was on the bench too?
Oh, I don't know if he was on the bench. I don't even know if they cut to the bench. I was watching the game. But yeah, he was in the building.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I was.
I also don't know how comfortable it is all the time for a guy his size getting treatment to sit on a bench if you're not playing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he was in the building for sure. And it went through a pregame workout early.
How about that game by my man Bobby?
It was the Bobby game. He was fantastic. The only reason I didn't give him more credit, I mean, he was fantastic, was because the people seemed to, last night they were lathered up about him, and then today they weren't as lathered up about him. So I was more reacting to the people. He was special last night. He was special last night.
I heard there was an MVP chant for Bobby going on when he was shooting free throws.
Well, I didn't hear that, and I'm not for that. But he was really good. He was really good in the game. They lose. He was great. TJ McConnell was really great too. Last night was the perfect TJ role game. 11 minutes. He was great in all 11 of them, and they didn't play him too much. TJ was great. Bobby was great.
Yeah. I mean, he had like 6 points, couple boards, couple steals.
And 5 assists and no turnovers. TJ was great last night. No. That's why I say less is more with TJ. It's not that TJ shouldn't play. It's that the coach, because he has a sweet spot for him, plays him too much. TJ absolutely can make a difference, and you saw it. He was able to go in eighth gear the entire time. And when he's in eighth gear, he really helps the team. But he's human. So when he has to throttle it down, it's not as good.
Because of those analytics, he gets tired.
Yeah, the analytics make you tired, right. And first and second gear, TJ's not giving you as much. But when he's able to just be in high gear all the time, he absolutely changes the energy of a game and helps you win. So this is that you saw it last night, everybody. I want to be on the record. I am not a TJ hater. Less is more with TJ because I'm a Sixers fan. He helps you more when he plays a little bit less. That's all it is. When you play him 20 minutes, it's diminishing returns because he doesn't stretch the floor because he doesn't shoot the three. So therefore, he bogs down your offense if you play him too much. But if you play him anywhere from 10 to 14 minutes, he's great. Great. And will absolutely help any team in this league for that amount of time. And that's not hate, because you know how many guys in this world would love to be a guy who could help an NBA team for 10 to 14 minutes? Undrafted guys. That's what they dream to do. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missanelli. Old school versus new school. A lot of the show has been about the Sixers so far, which I don't mind. I am the co-host of Sixers Outsiders, but everybody's welcome today. As I said, Flyers fans, everybody's welcome. You are also welcome with Mike, but you're not going to believe me. But I can speak for myself and say that you're absolutely welcome. And we're talking about old school versus new school. The Sixers, good win last night. If they can win tomorrow, that would be huge without Embiid. Because I think that Portland's built to beat this team without Embiid. Pick and rolls, Boban having to play away from the basket, or them having to go with more Jonah Bolden, who last night wasn't great. That could be issues. Big stadium series game. We got a little bit of news with the Eagles. They got two compensation picks in this year's draft. They get a fourth and a sixth rounder. We still don't know what they're going to do with Nick Foles. My guess is they're still looking for a trade suitor. But the issue is, it has to be a trade suitor that Foles is willing to go to. Because otherwise, they franchise him. Foles immediately signs it. And then say, oh, your cap's ruined. What you going to do? And then you have to release him. And they know that. So it has to be a place where he's willing to go. And I have no idea where Nick Foles wants to play.
Right. He's a very family-oriented guy. And yeah. I remember when he first came back to Philadelphia, and he didn't want to leave last year because he said, if I were to leave, it would have to be somewhere where my daughter's going to be able to be raised healthy and happy. Like, we don't know if he wants to go to Jacksonville.
Right. He might not. And everyone hates Jacksonville.
Yeah. So why would he want to go to Jacksonville?
Right. So that's the issue. And it may not be New York, but where's it going to be?
So I have a little bit of a Eagles news.
No, go ahead.
In Eagles. Adam Schefter reporting that the NFL awarded their compensatory picks. Eagles have two, one in the fourth and one in the sixth. They were projected to get three, so we have two compensatory picks.
Hey, Nat.
Hey. What?
You want me to replay the tape?
We had said that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I was reading.
I'm just playing.
When did you say that?
Right when we came back. That's how we got into the Foles conversation.
Oh, I must have not been listening. I'm sorry.
What up?
I'm scanning the news.
Did you pop a couple during the commercial break? Because
no.
Radio, you're allowed to do that. Did you?
No, you're not.
I heard you were.
No.
Somebody said that. No one's going to test that. All right. Anyway, yes. So that's good. Next year, they'll get a three if they don't trade Foles. It's okay.
I really wasn't listening.
And who knows? They might get more because Brandon Graham might be gone. See? Thanks, Nat.
That's what I'm here. I'm here. I'm monitoring the news. I'm monitoring so much that I miss
you guys. So why are you wearing
them
headphones?
Because I, you know.
Just for show?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just check.
Are you still here?
Yeah, no, I'm not here. It's Friday. Okay. It's checked out.
Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone.
What's up, Steve?
How you doing, man? I had a call, and I just got to say, you are a breath of fresh air on Philadelphia radio.
Oh, well, thank you.
I love what you're doing, man. The show works so well. Natalie, all you guys do a great job. I've been listening to Mike for way too long. Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you.
But I'm a huge Flyers fan. As I got older, I really came to, you know, not just to cheer for the team, to be a realist. They have not had a top-line player. Probably, I don't even know, maybe Briere.
Giroux's a top flight player. No, Giroux's a great player. He is.
Inconsistency. You know, Voracek had a good year. Giroux has a good year. Simmons is an awesome player. But, man, when you see these top echelon teams in the NHL, when you get down to the conference finals, and you see these guys, the top lines on these teams, you know, that's what puts in perspective to me to what we really have. I hope tomorrow goes well. I think they're due for a win. Maybe they could pull one, you know, for the team, but I just don't see it happening this year as far as the playoffs, and if they do make the playoffs, you know.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
You know, I'm not a huge Sixers fan, but this year has reminded me, I'm sorry to switch gears on you, but it reminds me of the early years with Andy Reid, being excited, going into the playoffs. What can we do? I don't have the expectations, I guess, where a lot of you, where you're talking about if they get Carmelo, is it?
That was just an idea somebody had. I don't know if that's going to happen.
I think it's fun. This is the fun part until you get to that pressure to where, okay, you have to win. The coach's job is on the line.
See, that's the thing. I know you're not a big fan. The Sixers are already at the pressure stage. 610-632-0975. They're already at the pressure stage. They're at the pressure stage right now. Like, for the coach, there's pressure now. You don't go acquire Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. No, there's pressure now. This isn't the early years of Andy Reid. This is Andy Reid going into the Carolina NFC title game, into the Tampa NFC title game. It's not, at best, it's the Rams NFC title game, the first one where you didn't have to win. Maybe you're there, but we're in the pressure part now. And that's what's fun about it. Process stuff is over.
I got an old versus new for you.
Okay, hit me.
So movies in general, I think new, you could say, are better just because of graphics.
The special effects are better.
Exactly.
Story, maybe not.
But when it comes to comedies, old school versus new school.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one when you talk about comedy.
Now we're talking, there have been so many good ones in the new school, but the old school is just so good.
I'd go old school because in the new school, Kevin Hart has done how many movies that are supposed to be comedies in the last 3 years? He's probably done 15. They just pop them out there, left and right.
No, but then you have the Anchormans.
Anchormans is a masterpiece.
And the Step Brothers.
Step Brothers.
Which are great movies.
Old school. Is that old school or new school?
No, like, that's new school.
They're about to cut off. Old school. I love old school, the movie itself.
I mean, there's a lot of... There's that whole... what's that guy's name?
Man, you got a lot...
I mean, you go old school, you go Caddyshack, you go Animal House.
The Dewey Cox story is perhaps the most underrated movie more people should watch.
Movie.
That's hilarious.
I agree.
Huh. Comedy.
Talladega Nights.
Well, see, the other guys, there's a lot of good.
So anything Will Ferrell is what we're saying.
No, Will Ferrell has some garbage too. But when he hits big. See, we can talk about comedy because Mike's not here.
Yeah.
Him and Anthony are anti-comedy.
I mean, like, Wedding Crashers, The Hangover.
Yeah, see?
You know?
There's so many. Now, Eddie Murphy's entire catalog in the old school is hard to beat. Trading Spaces, 48 Hours, Coming to America. All of those are tough to beat. But, I mean, even his newer school ones.
You got anything Bill Murray, old school, too?
Yeah, you got Caddyshack.
That's a good one, Andrew. That's tough.
That's tough. You know what? The people can decide that. That's why we have phones. 610-632-0975. That's a good one, Andrew. Good job. All right. 610-632-0975.
That's my contributions for today.
There you go. All right. Hour one in the books. If you're on hold, we'll get to you on the other side. We're going to have a lot of fun. Sixers, Flyers, Robert Kraft. Looks like he's going to get a little bit of trouble with the league in addition to the law, because you know they already hate the Patriots anyway. Look like them Super Bowl run might be over. No more cheating allowed. Cheating on your wife and you're cheating in the game. Come on, Robert. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.